Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I just went into my notes there because that's where we hold all our knowledge, in the notes app.
Yeah.
And I was searching for something, and you know what came up? All my mortgage bits.
Oh.
I know.
God. Jesus.
How very 2020, 2021 of me.
Yeah. You keep everything, don't you?
I keep everything.
It's ridiculous.
All my bits, all the, it just came up. I was like, oh God, you remember I was looking at buying there?
So you're happy you didn't then?
I think things work out.
They work out. What did they say? What funny you won't pass in all that anyways. Hello and you're very welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. How are you? My name is Jen.
Hi, I'm Carly.
If it's your first time here, it's a banker.
It's a bank holidays. So you can be listening to this on Sunday going, no Sunday scaries, no cases of the Glen Rose for me.
Yeah, I never got that Glen Rose thing.
I didn't watch it. Either. I just used to get this unbelievable, it would be leaving my cousin's house.
Right.
When I was a kid on the drive home.
Okay.
I'd be like, from Scaries, I was like, oh no. This is such a long, when you're a kid, that's a long drive.
Yeah.
Like a 30-minute drive is like 3 hours.
We're driving back from Belfast.
Yeah.
I'm in a different country.
I'm in Donegal. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like it was a long, long thing. So that used to be my indicator.
Yeah.
And I'd have songs that would be on the radio and I'd be like, oh, this is the song that like represents Sunday. Samantha Mumba, Always Come Back to Your Love.
Oh, I love it.
Every time I hear it still, I get that little drop in my stomach.
Do you?
Yeah, that little pit of, oh.
I never really, Sunday. I don't have any memories of having the Sunday scaries. I think I was just so fucking wired when I was a child. I just had no concept of time. I just did what I was told.
Hey, do you remember 5 days of school seemed like?
It was a lot. I was like, how do people do this? Do you know, I was in primary school and you'd get off at like 2:30. I remember having cousins in secondary school, but they went to like, I think they were doing study classes or something like that, but something, I'm just remembering something that they didn't get home till like 5.
Yeah.
I think my cousin, he lived in Ladyswell, but he went to Benevan. Yeah. So it was like a kind of a, like he didn't That's get home till like 5:30 or something like that. I was like, oh my God, Christian is so, like, that's, how does he do that?
Is that secondary?
That was, I think it was secondary, yeah.
Wow.
It was a distance. It really was, yeah.
Look, guys, we've got a really, I think, fun episode today.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, I think we just have to give ourselves 2 seconds to chat about Filsco.
Oh, God. This was my unpopular opinion a few weeks ago, and I was like, I don't give a fuck what's going on that they weren't talking, but obviously a lot has come out since then.
Yeah, and I've been trying to have this battle. Like, I was on a live last night with Lindsay and Reese Creed.
I saw that, yeah.
And we were talking about it, and I was like, it's such, I don't know, and it's obviously not to a lot of people, but for me, this just isn't, you know the way a lot of people just don't care about Bravo? I just don't care about this.
Right.
You know, like, people don't care about Bravo drama, like the Vanderpump Rules drama. Yeah. I don't know how you couldn't. It's the best drama that's ever happened in the world. But, like, the layers to it is just obscene. But this is just, I don't know if it's because it's such a Brit event.
Yeah, maybe.
Or it's such, like literally, I was texting Claire and Lindsay, and they were like, oh, girls, can you believe this, that, and the other? And I was like, I just don't give a fuck. And Claire was like, well, I do. And she goes, I go, it's just such mammy drama. And she goes, ran off our feet, us mammies, watching Phil and Holly cook a korma.
This is it. Like,
fuck up. But I was also on Don't Quote Me podcast during the week, and we were talking about it. So if you want my detailed opinion, it's on that one.
Right.
But I was saying the same, and me and Orla were laughing because I was like, it's such, do you remember that time they had a few drinks at the NTAs and they were drunk and they were giggling?
Oh, on the couch the next day.
Yeah. I'm like that after a glass of rosé.
Yeah. No, though it is, because like they were such a staple. Like, obviously, yeah, they hosted everything together.
Everything.
They were like Ant and Dec.
Yeah. They were, yeah. And miles. Everybody loved the friendship more than they, I think they loved the characters. Yeah, like, yeah. The Cube was nowhere near as popular. Come on, guys. The Cube was.
Did you see the memes?
No.
Oh no, do you know what? Maybe it wasn't a meme. I think it was a Waterford Whispers thing, and it was like a something got to do with, it was like an article from a source, and it was like he kept me locked in a glass box.
That's quite funny.
I think it was the you know, the demonstrator for the Cube with the mask and
the mask thing on. Yeah. It was like
he kept me locked in a box.
I think as well, I don't know what it is. It's one of the most fucked up.
It's very strange. Unbelievably. I don't know how to feel about it, because there's like so many different versions of it going around, though.
Yeah, but when it comes down to it, he was grooming someone.
See, he said, and I only watched the actual Daily Mail, he said that he didn't. Now, obviously, there's photos of him with this child from when he was like 15, younger. But he said that he didn't start, or like text him or talking to him till he was 18, 19.
But he was the one who found him. Do you get me? He was the one who gave him the opportunity.
Yeah.
I can't remember in which sphere of it, but he's the one who like essentially got him on his employment path.
Yeah.
And that to me is the sinister part. It's not about like whatever about he didn't talk to him till he was 18, 19. I do believe that.
Yeah.
But it's more the...
Yeah.
It's more that thing.
It's like, I did this for you.
Yeah, it's like, do you remember we were talking about Dane Cook? And he's after marrying that 19-year-old. Mm-hmm. And he's known that 19-year-old in her family barbecue since she was 14.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that doesn't sit well with anyone. Yeah. Because you did know them as a child. You did see them as a child.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get me?
This is, like, this will be, and you'll probably explain this to me a bit better, but I did see this and I kind of scrolled past it last night. And I was like, is there a point there? With the Cheryl Cole and Liam Payne thing.
Yeah, I saw that. I know where you saw that.
Miles on the rant.
You are our only source of entertainment.
Now, I don't think that's the same situation, but it's not too dissimilar.
No, there's loads of comparison pieces. Yeah. Like, same with, why was Caroline Flack dating Harry Styles?
Yeah.
And there's lots of people going, and we no one made a big deal. We should have more of it. Like, we should have made a bigger deal about this. Yeah, 100%. I'm not excusing that either.
But you see the thing, the argument on that was like, oh, she didn't groom him, but there's no...
I think that the difference is the distance, right? Because and I'm not defending it whatsoever, but I think Cheryl met him when he auditioned, that was fine. Then they didn't see each other for whatever amount of time. Then probably met him again when he was in One Direction.
I think he was 22 when they finally did.
And then again, probably saw him at different events, blah, blah, blah. And then at some point they hit a spark.
Yeah.
And it's, again, not okay, because she knew him. And there was, you know, that age gap is icky to me anyway. Yeah. The age gap between Caroline Flack and Harry Styles was always fucking bonkers to me. But I also think that it all leads back to the patriarchy, because there is a stigma and there is a perception of it being hot to be with an older woman.
Mm-hmm.
And it being absolutely grim and dirty to be with an older fella. Yeah. And that doesn't come from women.
Mm-hmm.
That comes from men.
Yeah.
Yous fuckers are the ones who decide what's right and what's wrong. Do you know what I mean? It's like you know, as much as we're trying to break these things down, build these, you know, hold people responsible, all of that other kind of crack. I'm like, it's years and years and years of you. It's the same blokes that are like, no, I'm talking about Caroline Flack, who would literally be like looking up older women. Do you know? It's all a circle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people like to see things in bad faith when they want to see it in bad faith.
Yeah.
Although all of those situations, I will say they are similar.
Yeah.
And I think it's weird that he referenced Caroline Flack. But I do also, I don't know, it's a weird one. It's like the public are allowed to hold you accountable in a way, but in another way they're not at all. And I think one of the things that I'm very uncomfortable with is anyone exposing that guy's name.
Tardy out there.
Photos. Mm. Yeah, but that really, that is the thing. Like, that's his life now. Well, that's
what,
it for him.
But that's what he said in his interview. He's like, there's a very innocent person here. And he said, I will always regret that. And he says, I regret my actions more so for him than for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I do think that he came across in his, I'm not excusing him, but in his interview, he was like, I don't have an excuse.
Yeah.
It was unacceptable. I lied.
Yeah.
And, you know, he did all this stuff and he said, but it wasn't illegal. But then
when people say stuff like, but it wasn't illegal, I'm like, yes, but think about it.
I know.
You knew what you were doing.
And then also the brother thing doesn't help. If his brother.
But I like to think of it totally differently.
So I try to, but I do think that if that component wasn't there, would it be the same situation?
I think so.
Do you think so?
I think so.
Yeah. It's a weird one because I am kind of like, in one sense, I'm like, technically it wasn't illegal, but there's like, it's layered. It's so fucking layered.
It's layered, but I also think that there's been years and years and years of people saying that he's a dog.
Yeah.
And now it's like the comeuppance. And it's
but
funny.
It's all pricks saying it. Like, it's Eamon Holmes, it's Katie Hopkins, it's they're all fuckers as
no,
well.
No, they are.
And
they
I'm
are.
Not saying that they're right or anything like that.
No, but Rylan came out being like, well, not Rylan came out, but I remember there was lots of people that were like, people have been saying for years,
yeah,
there's someone in that office. Very much saying everything but the name.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's an arsehole. Mm-hmm. Or who's, you know, some dodgy things going on, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
There is more, you know, Eamon.
And there's so much more that we don't know as well.
Exactly. Eamon's emboldened to talk about it because he's a bee in his bonnet and also keeps him relevant. He's very much trying to do the Piers Morgan school of being salacious and whatever else like that.
I fucking can't stand him.
I can't stand
him. Like when him.
And it's a problem when he has a point.
When him and Ruth were. Oh, like they used to do the Friday show, I think, or they used to step in when Holly and Phil weren't hosting it. And I used to just sit there looking at him going, he looks like a fucking child and she looks like his ma. Like, not in appearance-wise, but the behaviour.
Yeah. She's like, shut up now. Anyway, next on.
He was always just on when I was like, he is like, it's like she's his fucking carer.
Yeah.
I was like, there's something, get him off the telly. He's fucking wild. Like,
yeah.
It was just so manic with any time he was on it. And they, like, obviously they're gone years as well.
Yeah.
I was like,
I am surprised he still has a job.
I am surprised
that he's still, like, held in such a regard that he's given, you know, shows to present.
I know. He's just, every time I look at him, I'm like, oh, here we fucking go, this child again.
But I think as well, he really pushes that box, he pushes that button, like, sits in that box, doesn't he, where it's like,
oh, he loves a bit of controversy.
Yeah, and it's for those kind of people who are like, I like Eamon Ryan, I think he has a point. I think it works very well in that kind of side of things.
He's just, to me, he's a melter.
Sorry, the Lost Mary vape, what? What?
I know.
What is... Fuck?
I was like, because I was watching it, I was like, is he puffing out a Lost Mary?
What literally? The fuck? Melon?
Seriously?
And now they're sold out everywhere.
Fuck off. Yeah.
And I know I was chatting with Lindsay and Reese about this and they were like, oh, it was PR stunt, it was PR move. It was like Jimmy Savile with the cigar and all everybody could talk about was the way that he was with his cigar rather than talking about the grooming, you know. But there is nothing more jarring than seeing him puff on a Lost Mary. Mary.
While he's doing an interview to save his...
To save whatever he has left.
Like.
Yeah, save his... Well, sorry, to get his side of the story out. Like there are some things that I'm like, I didn't want to see that.
Put it down for the hour, like, but you know.
Yeah, you can get through this without
you
it.
You can, yeah.
Yeah.
It was, yeah, that was strange.
That was.
Like, is that, and it was just because it's so recognisable. Like, you see them in every shop. I'm just like, is that a Lost Mary?
Yeah, I was like, is that a Lost Mary thing?
Is that fucking Lost
Mary? Are you puffing on a Lost Mary? That melon.
What the fuck? It was so funny. Like.
That was.
Yeah, it was like, what?
That was honestly, I was like, I'm on the moon.
Yeah. Absolutely set me into space. What the
fuck? So, this is part of our Love Rat series.
It's a rat!
Yabba yabba yabba, shut it, please. But, I just love the fact that the press came up with this. It's like, slammed!
Slammed.
Love Rat! Lee Ryan!
Yeah. Lee from Blue. That's a surname from Blue.
Yeah, Lee from Blue. Lee Ryan from Blue.
Because if you say Lee Ryan, nobody knows who's talking. Lee from Blue, we know who you're talking about.
Lee Ryan.
I know that guy.
Lee Ryan's like the lad that you know around the corner.
That you wore the face off in second year.
Exactly. Now, what I will say is, he was my everything.
There's some dodgy photos of him with the little comb over and the... He's very... What's the word? Clean. Looking.
He was, like, top two, not two, childhood crush.
Was he?
I thought he was gorgeous. And then he sang and I was like, oh my God, and he has a voice.
I didn't... Blue never appealed to me.
Blue didn't. He appealed to me.
Yeah. There was always the blonde, wasn't there, that everybody's mad about. Nicky Bourne.
It was because he was the talented one.
It was, yeah. Lee from Blue. Did people like H from Steps? There was always like the little blonde one with the step.
Yeah.
Nick from Backstreet Boys.
See, I think everybody fancied Duncan. I was a Lee girl.
Duncan. Sometimes when I see pictures of Elon Musk, I think it's Duncan from Blue. There are very big similarities. When he first, before he got like in the last couple of years and went a bit, you know, a bit mental.
Who, Duncan or Elon?
Elon.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he was semi unknown.
Do you think Elon Musk is attractive?
No. I don't think, Duncan James is attractive either. Though. I swear to God, I saw a picture of Elon Musk before and I went, there's Duncan. No. Not Duncan.
There's Duncan from Blue with Grimes. What are they doing there?
What did he call his door?
It's a daughter.
Jesus, very smart. Old Duncan knows his algebra.
What the fuck?
Swear to God, I thought it was him when I said
same.
Yeah,
same.
Mm. Yeah, same person. Elon Duncan, same person.
Nice.
Right, go on. What were you going to say?
Yeah, he was my number one.
Okay, right.
Fancied him so much.
Right.
But I just think, again, he was one of these mad people in the press.
See, and this is the thing, I never fucking heard a thing about him.
What?
So when you were like, let's do this, I looked him up. Now, there's a lot of stuff gone missing from the internet because you've informed me that's the car case.
Yeah.
But I was like, really? Was he that fucking mental? Like that, just not, had no interest.
But he was another one of those highly profiled people in a band. You know the way Cheryl was? You know the way, like, yeah, there was kind of all of those. There was one of the two people from a band and was like, that was the person that was followed.
Yeah.
He was followed. Mm-hmm. And I would go as far as to say that he was far more, people were way more interested in him than they were in Duncan. But that's also because, unfortunately for a good looking Lee who's got a great voice, I don't think it's all there in the square.
No.
Don't think he's a very clever bloke.
Oh no, I've seen clips of him on Celebs Go Dating. He's a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Yeah,
Unfortunately. An idiot with too much sperm.
Which you're going to talk a little bit about later.
A little bit about later.
So I think what I'll do is I'm going to whip very quickly through How He Became Famous.
Yeah.
Just so you understand where he came
His
from.
His surname, from Blue.
Lee from Blue. So did you know that...
Oh, the pollen enough, is the pollen is getting the me. Pollen's getting you. To the door's open. We're in a sweatbox at the minute.
Yeah, sorry guys. Where do you think he got his start?
A karaoke bar.
No.
Okay.
Auditioning on ITV's This Morning.
Fuck off.
There's your link.
Good segue.
There's your segue.
Good segue.
Write that down.
So he didn't get it. Now
he did.
Oh,
him and Will Young.
Fuck off.
We're put into a band by Simon Cowell himself.
Right.
And then the band never went anywhere. Because he met Anthony, you know, Anto from Blue. He was there as well and he didn't get it.
So hang on, what's the This Morning link?
There was like, they put a call out on This Morning, we're going to make a band.
Oh, I thought it was like he was auditioning to be like a host.
No. Sorry, I didn't make that clear.
Very well.
Sorry,
no.
I didn't make that clear.
Jesus Christ, don't be scaring me like this.
Sorry, no. Him, Anto and Will Young, for some reason, were all at This Morning auditioning for this boy band. Sorry, yeah, that Simon Cowell was going to put together. Okay. So it was of that time. It was 99. It was before...
X Factor,
Pop Idol, all that other kind of stuff. But the next year, obviously, when that band went nowhere, that's when Will Young went to do X Factor thing. Yeah. So he did know Simon.
Yeah.
Another way, they're always like, and who are you? And what's your name? And Jesus, I've never seen you before in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, interesting, that one. Yeah, so he met Anthony Costa at the auditions. They became close. Mm-hmm. And then Anthony didn't make the band. Now, what I find funny about Anthony, and I think you do have to bring him up when you talk about this whole thing, he was the one who wanted to be in a band. Like, I've never seen a bloke. He went on, like, every reunion. He did that weird... Do you remember that weird TV show? It was him, Shane Lynch.
Yeah.
Who else?
I do. Yeah.
Him, Shane Lynch. Was it Bradley? Yeah, it was Bradley from S Club. And someone else who all made a band together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He really... And I remember in that, all the others weren't that arsed. And he was like, no, guys, come on. We have to work really hard. Like, he was really, really into it.
Bless him.
I know.
He loved his days. He wants to go back to his days.
Do you remember, you know, Flyby? Do you remember that song?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know at the end where he goes, whoa, whoa. That's his only line.
Aww.
And in the video, just like closes up on it.
That's probably why he loved it so much. He had to do fuck all, but he still got all the benefits.
I think he wanted to be a bit more in the front, but that's okay. He's actually not the worst singer. I remember from watching that TV show.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually not the worst singer. Anyway, so that boy band never took off. In the end, they found Duncan. They all kind of got together and they didn't sign with Simon Cowell. They signed with a different record label altogether. Eventually they found Simon, added him to the band. He was the last person because he was Lee Ryan's flatmate.
Oh, stop.
We get Simon. So can you sing?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you want to be in a band? Grand. Sure, grand. We've got a fourth member.
Nice. Perfect.
Love it.
What else do you need?
Exactly. Now, who gives a shite really about their... They had bangers. I will say they had bangers on bangers and bangers. And did you know that Lee Ryan wrote a lot of them?
Did he?
Yeah, If You Came Back, he wrote that.
Oh, I'm just sort of getting a flashback of what? The fucking song that you wrote on Celebs Go Dating. Never
Did
mind.
He write a song?
He came up with a song on the spot, yeah.
No, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
No, not on the spot. And he's such a good voice.
Oh, he didn't in this.
Okay. Does he not anymore? No.
Well, he's sitting at a fucking table. It's during the day. And he's like... And it sounds like every other blues song. And it's like something about... I don't know this girl yet. I don't know if she could be the love of my life.
Nope,
and
nope.
I think he says a curse word at the end of it. It was so bad. It was bad.
Oh God.
Okay. It's on YouTube somewhere. Just go. If you're at a loose end, this banger, go look at it. It's awful.
It's awful. There you go. Look, he's had numerous... And that's why I picked him. Because like he is just... He's one of those wild celebs to me. And it's gas because he kind of had everything. Well, I feel like he had everything. Because he was like good looking, talented, all that other kind of stuff, you know. That's and obviously could write a song.
Mm-hmm.
So he really should have been like the Harry Styles.
He's ticking the boxes.
Yeah. But of course, back then they were all on shit deals, shit, everything else like that, all that other kind of stuff. But they were supposed to be huge in America.
Were they?
No, do you know why? Because they were promoting, so All Rise was their first tune.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget seeing the video for the first time and being like, their name's Blue.
So weird.
That's a stupid name.
Yeah.
And then being like, okay, this tune isn't too bad.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking the music was shit even then when I was 11. All the music was shit.
Yeah.
No, it got better. But they were promoting All Rise because they decided, whoever they signed with, I can't remember, they decided they were going to be like the next hot thing.
Mm-hmm.
Until they went to America and they were in New York when 9/11 happened.
Oh.
And they were doing an interview and Lee Ryan said...
Fuck.
Yeah. Okay. I'm actually going to get this quote out verbatim because it's shocking. It's shocking even for... But I think it also goes to show how silly Billy...
Yeah.
How silly Billy Lee was at this point in time.
Silly Billy, willy nilly.
Yeah. So he basically said, this New York thing is being blown out of proportion. What about the whales? They're ignoring animals that are more important. Animals need saving. That's more important. The other members of the band tried to silence him, but he went on.
Oh, God.
So this caused a huge media backlash that resulted in Blue losing their record deal in the US.
And rightfully so.
Yeah, and there was campaigns...
to burn them alive?
There was campaigns to sack him from the group.
Right.
Obviously, it didn't happen. Everything turned out to be fine. And, well, fine to a point. And yeah, so that was like the start. So this is what I mean by this man has had, has done some deranged stuff and said some deranged stuff over the years.
Okay.
That have really kind of, I suppose, added to this incredible, incredibly weird and varied career, shall we say.
This is all fucking news to me. I never knew anything about.
Yeah.
I'm a learn today.
That's what I mean. So he's always been at it. He's never not been at it.
Yeah.
In that kind of way.
He's a bit cringe.
Oh, he's mega cringe. And that's why I'm mortified that I actually fancied him. Oh. I'm so mortified. Fucking mega mortified. I can't believe this.
Your morals didn't align.
My morals didn't align. He's not the male
version. He's not the male version of you. He's not. He's not. Your morals just didn't. Not the same thing.
Oh my God.
He's the male version of Top Notch. He fucking is. After seeing that song that he came up with on the spot during brunch. Fucking Egypt.
What was the girl doing?
Dying inside, I'd say. She kept on a brave face, to be fair to her, but I think it was because she was on a date with Lee from Blue.
Yeah, fair.
Do you know, because the celebs don't go dating, they're with the normals, do you know?
Oh, why are they? I thought they dated other celebs. No. I really need to watch that show.
It's the normals.
It's the normies.
But like, I think they're...
Well, he loves a date, doesn't he?
They're still in high regard in society. Like, I don't think they're any, like, random... Like, you're not going to get... It's not going to be a situation where it's like, Colin Farrell goes on celeb go dating and, like, I get fucking put with him. Do you know what I mean? It's not like...
Jen, I would like to see it. I would like to see it.
Jen, 35, from Finglas. Like, it's not the same thing. So I think they're still, like, in social groups that are, like, in the high regard. Like, they're not maniacs. I'd say they have to be vetted to go on that show, like, because there will be some lunatics. Oh, and there's a fella as well, like, he's like the host when you go into this office. I think there was a bit of controversy with the agents before as well. Because they're completely different agents to what they used to be. I think there was a bit of,
beef.
We should look into it, yeah. But he's like, I'd love for him to read me a bedtime story. He walks in, or like he'll come in and he'll greet you and he'll be like, well, why don't you take a seat over there and then I will make you a cup of tea. And he's just lovely. Just loves the way he speaks. And he's been the consistent one all the way through Celebs Go Dating. It's lovely. It's lovely to see. Stephanie Pratt was on it as well.
I know. And I know Peace. I was going to say Wentz. No, not that one. Your man, Terry.
There's been loads of them. Loads on it, yeah.
Of, yeah. And
Joey Essex and everything.
Joey Essex. Mm. Loads of Maths Australia people floating over for it. Like, I really want to do an episode on Americans that have made the UK their home. And yeah.
And Chelsea, their personality. Stephanie Press sounds like she's from fucking Chelsea now.
I know. She's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, oh, okay.
Hey, hon. You're
like, all right. You're that's interesting. Yeah. I saw you with your Valley accent, vocal fry.
Yeah.
But no. So I want one more thing that I want to say about Blue before we move on to Lee Ryan and all the bad shit that he's actually done.
Mm-hmm.
When they did their very big, very hit song, Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word.
Oh yeah.
They all took, this is why they disbanded.
Right.
Because Elton John said they'd all be better off solo.
Fuck off.
And he encouraged them to go solo.
Elton, you fucking mad thing.
What a fucking maniac, Elton.
That is hilarious.
Yep.
They were out. So you can just imagine them all like little puppies.
Oh, okay. If Elton John's saying it, we must break up.
Sir Elton.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
No problem. Cool. Yep. That's the weirdest fucking reason for a band to disband.
So strange,
in
isn't
the
it?
History.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, Elton John, it's not as if it was like.
I know, but just to go off like the word of.
Yeah. No, I'd say there was other reasons too, but that was like, that's cited as one of the main reasons as to why they went solo, because they did Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word, and he. And Elton was like,
yeah.
I think they all thought Lee was, and I did too. I remember thinking, thank fuck he's finally going solo.
Oh.
Literally! Can't stand them other three.
They're riding on his coattails.
I was like, Lee's been singing and doing his thing.
He's been holding up the community for, the Blue community for a while.
He's been holding up
the fort. His surname is from Blue. He's the main man.
He's the main man from Blue. And now looking back, I'm like, I really think you had that wrong. But again, teenagers, you can't trust them. You can't trust their thoughts or their
crushes.
That's
why they're not allowed to vote.
There you go. And then I remember he released, again, one of those memories. He released his first single and I was so disappointed.
Right.
Do you remember Army of Lovers?
No, I don't.
It was a shocker, and it made number 3. I don't know how it got to number 3.
Because it was Leaf and Blue.
Yeah, because it was Leaf and Blue. Anyway, all of his stuff was pretty much dog shit, unfortunately. And that's what happens when you take somebody who is, it's happened time and time again, who have a great voice, great looking, but have no presence and no real personality either.
You just fuck it up for yourself.
You really do.
Yeah.
And it's happened time and time again where you're like, this is going to be big. And then like it comes out and you're like, oh.
And then forevermore, he's just Lee from Blue. Like that's his.
And then you end up going back to Blue.
Yeah.
You know, so there you go. Anyway, so that's basically, you know, I'm not going to go through. He had a film. Something that I do think is important to note is that he shot the video for If You Come Back. If you come back in my life.
Oh, he shot it.
He shot the video, yeah. He's a director. He comes down as, honestly, when you look him up, it comes up Lee Ryan. Singer, songwriter, voice actor, director. There you go.
He was the voice of one of the Ice Age characters as well.
Yeah. Oh, he went to Sylvia Young. Sorry, I just got, oh, okay. Okay, so he honed that, him and Posh Spice.
Very nice.
Sylvia Young was the place that was really churning out stars back in the 90s.
Very gosh.
Yeah, very interesting. Very gosh. But yeah, a bit of a mad bloke. Here's a couple of deranged quotes that he's kind of come up with in his life before we get into his love life, which I think is very important. He went into obviously Celebrity Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like another big peak of his career, because that's when everybody was like, wow, he is
unhinged.
So he said, being in love is like playing Russian roulette. One of you could potentially be shot down first and one of you will walk away to play again.
Oh, love the metaphor. Mm-hmm. Leaf and Blue. Love that.
Yeah. He was talking about some of his dreams. He mentioned he dreamed a lot about Harry Styles, who was wearing the same shirt of him as him. Very strange. He said, the early bird catches the worm. I feel like a fucking sparrow this morning.
Exactly what Lee Ryan from Second Year would do. That's exactly what you'd say.
What you'd say?
Yeah. I feel like a fucking sparrow. What's the significance of a sparrow? Did he get up extra early? Like, what the fuck?
I don't know. New Year's resolution this year. I want to do the Inca Trail. I want to find an elephant and talk to it through telepathy. Imagine that. Amazing.
But does he have a problem with substance abuse as well?
He's really into, oh yeah, mad go-get. But he's really into animals.
Mad for the bag.
Mad on the bag, like she'll blow got law. But like
there's perfect situations he was Irish and that was it. Cocklaw
on the blow.
Oh, that was a good one.
I heard aliens are up in them mountains digging for something precious, more precious than gold. They exist. I've seen them twice.
Right. Lovely.
He's really into conspiracy theories. Not a shock.
Not a shock.
Not a shock whatsoever. If I was really thinking about this fucked up world, the government would assassinate me like all the other people that they've killed, which I actually agree with Lee. I do agree with that one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fine. He also once sent a message to Tom Cruise on Twitter. I have a film I've written about Ritalin. I can send it to you. Please. I don't care. Love you. I would love you to read it.
Any response from Tom Cruise?
He also, no, unfortunate.
T. Cruise declined to comment.
Yeah. He also said Margaret Thatcher would get it. Homeboy's going to like get it.
Oh my God. Margaret
Homeboy's going to get it.
Margaret Thatcher would get it.
Yeah. He also says, if you go on the internet and type in Lee Ryan one-liners, I think I'm on par with Gandhi.
Oh, my God.
He said, I still have imaginary friends who I talk to in my head. I'm a bordering genius. He meant borderline. Yeah, look, I mean, something that I think is mega interesting as well, and like, dare I say, very fucking hot.
Oh.
Him and Duncan were shagging.
He came out as bisexual in 2019, I think.
He came out as bisexual, but him and they asked him in Big Brother, they were like, so you and Duncan? He was like, aye, where are you riding?
Really?
That's hot. I would pay money. I would like to see it.
Would you? I would like to see it.
I would like to see it.
I didn't know that now.
I would like to see it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Getting it on in the background.
Isn't that mad? But I was also like, fair fucks to you, B, for being
honest about it.
Like, I always thought, like, when Duncan came out as, is he gay or bisexual? I think he's bisexual as well.
Well, Lee came out as bisexual.
I know Lee came out as definitely bisexual. Yeah. And I think Duncan, I can't, do you remember he had to do that fucking, because he told his mum, didn't he?
I don't know. I know nothing about Blue.
He had a boyfriend and he wanted to tell his mum about his boyfriend. And he was like, by the way, I have a boyfriend. And that's kind of, and I remember he did a cover. I can't remember of where, because this isn't Duncan James's episode. Okay, this is Lee Ryan from Blue's episode. Yeah. But I remember at the time being like, oh, savage.
Yeah.
That's made me think a lot better of you.
Good for you.
Because just nobody, like there was blokes and pop back then just would never. Now, obviously he came out later.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I remember just being like, I think he was not bullied into it, but what you call it?
Manipulated or blackmailed?
Blackmailed into
coming
out, which is fucking unbearably fucked up.
I hate hearing that.
Yeah.
Well, and like the fact that it's still fucking happening, like even Nicki Tutorials just recently, like not in the last kind of over lockdown and stuff. It's like, how is this still happening?
I know. It's mad how it's like, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, okay, I was into that. Nice. I was really into that.
You liked it?
I liked it. I was like, oh, boys. Stop it, you.
The Tarties on the tour bus.
No, but I was just more like, isn't that interesting? Like, nobody would ever, I don't feel like people in the 90s ever admitted to stuff like, even to this day, they wouldn't admit to stuff like that. It's quite earnest.
Mm.
No? Let me know your thoughts. Anybody else? No? Anybody else, let me know your thoughts. And then before we get into his love life, which is just absolutely all over the shop, it is very hard to find anything out about Lee Ryan nowadays. You have to really go and dig, because he just was recently charged with racially aggravated assault of a cabin crew member on a British Airways flight. He was hammered from Glasgow to London, like a very short journey. I think it's 45 minutes.
Oh, God.
He was slurring his words, staggering around after drinking a whole bottle of port before the flight, which is
port.
I know.
And then you go up in space. Imagine what did that do to your head.
Yeah. I'm not going to say what he said because.
No.
There's some really fucked up things. But he did say in court, I'm sorry, my band member is black. I'm not racist.
Oh, I've had black
girlfriends, mixed race girlfriends. It was banter. I was just drunk and it was banter, I suppose. There was no malice or intention to upset anyone. I didn't mean to cause any distress to anybody or be racist. It was a poor choice of words, I suppose. So not really taking action or not really. Like,
no accountability.
Yeah, he said his words were playful. He now lives in Spain.
Okay.
Which, and they're all broke.
Oh.
Yeah, so all of them are broke because.
But on his Wikipedia says his net worth is 8 million.
No, so they've redone his net worth. Now they're saying that his net worth is £1,500.
Oh, God.
Because, and I will say one thing, I cannot cope with the amount of fucking ads on any of these articles. It's unbelievably irritating. Because he got stopped, didn't he, when he was in the UK for a speeding fine. It was 1,500 quid, and he was like, I don't have it.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
He was like, I actually don't have that. But he said before the pandemic he was worth 9 million. Then he wasn't working at all in the pandemic, and now he's worth like a grand.
What the fuck?
I don't get it at all. I don't really understand. But they got sued. So the whole band kind of came out saying, you know, people were like, they're saying we're shit with money, but again, back in that time, they weren't making money like Olivia Rodrigo is and all these people are nowadays.
It wasn't their money.
They were in shit contracts. Mm-hmm. The only things that they would make money off is like random endorsements and sponsorships afterwards.
Yeah.
So that's why people like them and S Club 7 and all that other kind of stuff are not like flush with cash. You think, yeah, they'd be mega millionaires. But no, all of the money that they made for other people. Yeah. It was like anybody working a normal day job.
Yeah.
Except your day job was to perform and sing and do whatever. It was the perks that I think people...
It was more fame. It wasn't rich and famous, not fortune.
It was fame, just not fortune. So they were told, each one of them were told that they were bankrupt previously. You know, and they said that a lot of people said that they were, you know, the press were like, oh, they wasted on booze and birds and, you know, photos of them when they were younger partying. I just think that's quite a fucked up way to treat people.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, no, they were playing the fame game back then because they could. Because at the end of the day, if I got famous at their age... Or if you got famous at their age, or if anybody got famous at their age, you would be out on the session.
Cocklaw.
You that's a normal thing to do, yeah. No?
Especially as a kid, like.
You have all these invites to party. Like, look at the fucking Irish influencer scene. Mm. They're having a brunch to a dinner to a fucking after party to a whatever. Same shit, like. It's yeah. all just, you know, Smash Hits would have a party, then Top of the Pops would have a party, then somewhere else would have a party, then yeah. there'd be a nightclub and you're made to be... That's like the industry. That's kind of half the job, I would go as far as to say.
Yeah.
You know? But there's nowadays, it's not that because you've got social media and that's your... That's your media. That's your press. That's your getting papped, keeping your fame, yeah, doing your yeah. TikToks, staying doing your relevant. Videos, staying relevant. You can do that through an app now. Back then, you had to be tabloided.
Yeah.
Otherwise, everyone forgot who the fuck you were.
Yeah, that's very true.
So I don't like the way that these things are kind of made out. But it said it took them 3 years to get back on their feet. They were sued. I can't remember what they were sued about. They were sued about something anyway. And yeah, they just haven't had money. They haven't had money for a long time. They went on This Morning and they were kind of asked about it. And that's when they were saying, look, it's not because we blew our, you know, money on girls and fucking this, that and the other. He is still very good looking.
There's something about him.
He gives me the ick, I will say. But there is something.
Yeah. Yeah. I know, I get you. The hair is too much. He doesn't have to go that hard with the hair.
No, he doesn't have to go that hard with the hair.
He's gone with a Jedward kind of style there, and yeah. It's just too much for his age.
Yeah. Sorry, his speeding ticket was, he was going 70 in a 60 mile an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, watch out for that. But yeah, so I just thought I'd say that he is broke, unfortunately, nowadays. And he said that during the sentencing. He said, I haven't got any money. I haven't got that money. I don't have any money. I'm not working. They stopped gigs. I don't have any. They stopped everything because of the pandemic. But I'm like, how much money were you getting paid for these gigs?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But back in 2018, his estimated net worth was £6.2 million. And now it's being shown as $1,000, which is £734.
Jesus. Yeah. Like, no houses are rotten. No.
And lives in Spain.
Yeah.
I always think there's something dodgy when they go and live in Spain.
When they go and live in Spain.
I think it's just an Irish gangster thing, but in my head it just it's red alert, you know.
But like the properties are a bit cheaper.
Yeah, and you live a nicer, like I'd go and fucking live in Spain.
Yeah, would be nice.
Live a nicer life.
To be fair.
Food's better, lifestyle's better, sun's there.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
Very true, very true.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
So, his love life.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my favourite part of Love Rat, Lee Ryan from Blue.
He's a rat. He's a love rat. Like I said, there's a lot of stuff has been taken out. He's been busy.
Yeah. He has, and that was his big thing, because he was in the original Love Island.
Yeah, and he's been on Big Brother and the little love triangle, and Casey's mom? Was it Casey?
Casey.
Who's came in and said, he's been mugging you off.
Yes, oh my God, yes, iconic.
So he was in the love triangle in Big Brother where one of them left, can't remember names, he was like flirting with this one, behind his back flirting with the other one.
Yes.
She left and then he started getting kissy-kissy and then she went back in. But at one stage as well, their parents went in and the ma went, lovey, he's been mugging you off. He's a love rat.
Casting for Celeb Big Bro, like,
fucking you, so messy.
You would thrive off that drama, wouldn't you? You'd be like, messy. Oh, this is why I cast you. This is incredible.
Yeah. Oh, God. Imagine the producer. I'd love to see the back, like the producer's room of Big Brother.
I'd say it's like when someone scores a goal in football.
Yeah. They're all just looking at the screens going,
thank fuck. We'll get another season, boys. Yeah. Jobs are safe.
God, gas. Yeah. So it's like it's coming back now, isn't it?
It is.
It's coming back.
Is Celeb Big Bro coming back?
Hopefully.
Yeah, fingers crossed. I liked the celebrity ones more.
Well, you just got to see more of an inside to their fucking manic
kind
of personalities and stuff. Actually, do you know what's been coming up? A little bit of a segue. Not a segue, but like a bit of a little branch of it. All of the stuff from Roxanne Pally. Do you remember?
Yeah, sorry, that's all over TikTok again.
For some fucking reason. And I think it's because Big Brother is coming back. Yeah. But obviously when...
That was one of the most scandalous things that's ever happened in Big Bro.
My God. She has not... I haven't seen her seeing the light of day. Like...
Nah, she didn't recover from that
she
one.
She did not recover from that one. That was very bad. And even Emma Willis, when she was like, everybody was applauding her for how she was like, do you fucking realise what you could have done to him? Like... Do you fucking realise? And she was like, no, I came out and I changed me. Like, how do you change her? Oh, it's just so fucking weird.
The whole thing was, I remember watching it at the time, the sense of injustice I felt. I remember being like, how dare you?
But you know what? And even looking back on the footage, I'm like, how was there not a camera closer? Because the footage of it is always from really far away. But now you can see he's only mess fighting with her. And he does that with everybody. But she... I think she was mad about him, realistically.
Really?
Yeah.
She had a fella, no?
She had a fella, and they were engaged to their other significant others or whatever, but she went into it thinking that he didn't like her. She always had this, it was just him in the house. Now, the two of them were soap stars and kind of had similarities and stuff, but she always just thought that he didn't like her. So she always had this kind of paranoia around him, like, oh God, he doesn't like me. You know, kind of like that kind of schoolgirl.
A very funny story about her for the Patreon.
Okay.
About, because I didn't do her makeup, but I was part of a team. Yeah, actually. I was part of a team that did her makeup, but it's actually, I couldn't say it publicly.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Lovely. Yeah. Lovely. Have that next week. Put that in the little note app. But it all came up and I was kind of going, oh my God, do you remember that? Just fucking mental. It was so, and he, God love him. He was like, when he came out and he was just like, I'm so fucking glad. You know, even with the Rickers, they were like, get Roxy out. Yeah. And she was like, what the fuck?
She was like, what did I do? You know what you did.
You fucking know. And then she had like everybody on horse. Well, not everybody, but... A lot of people on her side and stuff.
I think Big Brother 17 changed a lot of things where people were like, wow, you can get ultra famous off this and you can have like memeable moments and blah, blah, blah. So I think I think there was like a turn in the way that it was approached.
Yeah, it was fucking mad. But that was the situation there. That was the love triangle. It was Lee from Blue was mugging her off.
Mugging her off.
He was mugging her off.
So Danny Dyer is a man. Mugging you off.
Danny. He's been mugging you off. Don't fucking mind him. I'll box his ear. I'll box him. There's a long string. There is a long string. No fellas in it though.
In which way?
There's a long string of women.
Oh yeah, sorry. Yeah.
There's no fellas in it.
I don't think he was ever public with them.
Yeah. Strange.
Because the first time anybody had heard that he was bisexual was on Big Brother, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Yeah, but like there's articles that have come out since then. And
I think it was because they were talking to him about like the fact that he's a loverat.
Loverat.
And they were going through it. And he was like, I can't remember. I don't know if somebody was like, have you ever, I don't know if they were like, oh, and men or have you shagged a bloke or blah, blah, blah. And he was like, yeah. And then somebody was like, and Duncan. And he wouldn't really answer. And they were like, and Duncan. He was like, yes, we were shagging. Oh, and everyone was like, ow.
Lost our shit.
Yeah.
There's a long fucking list of them and we don't have much time because we have to go and record with our guest for our Patreon. We'll get you kind of the more scandalous ones really quick. So the first kind of big high profile one, and it was just after like they kind of started getting famous, was Liz McLaren from Atomic Kitten.
So she was on Love Island with him.
So that was 2001. They got engaged in 2003. So they were together for... Yeah, good 2 years. And then she called it off because she just didn't want to be, she didn't want the couple to be in the spotlight.
Hold on, sorry, that was 2001. No, that was before Love Island, but they both went into Love Island in 2005 or 2006. Crazy.
Oh, I didn't know that now.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go now. He was with, he was secretly dating.
I'm what? A liar. It's Callum Best, my other favourite love rat.
Okay.
We have to do him as well. He is my favourite.
Yeah, yeah. There's a good fucking few of that, and there isn't even a lot of information because he secretly dated
loads of people.
People, you know, so it's just, it was just a bit fucking mad. So there was Camille Barrow? Or Caprice
he dated. I remember he dated Caprice.
No, well, there was another one then, Camille Barrow. And she had gone off and told all of her friends that it was getting, like, it's getting serious. Kind of like, but, like, never really kind of came to anything. Around 2007, he met a girl in a nightclub. Absolutely not on the spotlight. Could not find her on the internet. Jessica Keevil. Her name was, met them in a nightclub, and she got pregnant, I'd say, on that night, and had his baby daughter, Bluebell, by the end of the year.
Ooh, Bluebell, okay.
Bluebell.
Cool, yeah. Right, next.
Bluebell!
He ran from Blue and Bluebell!
She probably wanted Bell. He probably wanted Blue. So they went with Bluebell.
They figured it out. I'm into it.
Bell. So that was that year. I think it was kind of fairly obvious it was a one night stand sort of situation, but they co-parent amicably, that kind of thing. Like they never really got together. A year later, that was 2008, he met Samantha Miller, Sammy, who he was with for
a good
few years. They met on MySpace.
And fell madly in love.
Head over heels with each other. She got pregnant, I'd say, on the fourth day.
Oh, okay.
And she had their son that year. So two consecutive years, two consecutive kids.
So Bluebell and?
Rain.
Okay.
Rain Amethyst.
Rain Amethyst and Bluebell.
Rain Amethyst Ryan.
A girl or a boy?
Boy.
Boy, Rain. Okay.
Rain, yeah. And they had like a lot of ups and downs. So they split like in 2011. So there was another, with this one, Camille Barrow. Like, now that you're saying all those unhinged quotes, I'm like, because when I was reading this article, I was kind of going, is he really fucking saying this in public? So she...
Yes, he is.
She, because like on, there's like one of them where he has like three kids, but I can only ever see two.
Oh.
So she apparently told him that she got pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And then didn't speak to him, like blocked him, ghosted him for a while. Then came back and said that she had an abortion.
Oh, but she didn't.
Blocked him, ghosted him for another while, and then came back and said that she didn't.
And had a kid?
I don't know. I cannot find anything on the fucking internet about this woman and her kid and, like, Lee Ryan be the baby daddy. So, but he, like, spoke to, like, he did an interview and he was like, oh, look, I've loads of mates who said that she did it on them as well, and, like, she's always doing it and she's a bit of a psycho, and she's, like, did this whole, like, because I was reading it going, is he really fucking saying this in public? Like, oh, like, who does that? Who tells you that they're having an abortion and then all of a sudden didn't, and then, like, she's an absolute psycho.
I think he just has verbal diarrhea anytime he gets in front of anything, to be honest.
Yeah. And then, like, obviously he's been on Celebs Go Dating, he's been on Love Island, the Triangle on Big Brother. He was with a few other notable names: Alicia Duval, model, Nicole Formescu, Caprice, the Glamamodo. Stephanie Martinez, and then like the Sammy Miller, that was the kind of longer one. Maxine Higgum? No idea. Jessica Keith, that was the one that he had the kid with that year as well. Jasmine was one of the ones in Big Brother, I think.
Yeah, she was. She definitely and Casey. Was. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, that's just to name a few. He recently got married.
Yeah, so he just kind of out of nowhere.
Yeah.
To a girl called Verity, is that her
name? Verity, yeah. That's right, yeah. And
such a bright name, isn't it?
Sorry, I think they have a kid as well. That's where the third kid is.
Oh, I thought he had four, but maybe that's the question mark over.
That's the question. There's a bit of a question mark, yeah. Verity Paris, that's, yeah, like the Blue Star married, secret wedding. They got married in Gibraltar. So, like, two Ariana Grande. That's what they call her. That's what the press call her, which is just fucking sad. Like, two Ariana Grande look like Verity. It's just fucking weird, isn't it? Their first child was born last year, so that's where the third child is. Sorry. That's where, because I was avoiding this because I was trying to go into his past, so that's where the third child came up. It was just a very intimate kind of thing. She does look a little bit like Ariana Grande, but like the woman is her own fucking person. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just these fucking headlines. I fucking am depressed. But he said, like, Verity is beautiful, strong, and loving woman who I treasure. I'm a lucky man to have such a wonderful mother for my child. And now a wife.
You have two others.
And now, and now a wife and her. I've never been more grounded. Have Verity. Like, these quotes don't seem too unhinged in comparison to his past. So he does seem to have calmed down a bit.
Fair.
He still looks very well. I'm the happiest I've ever been in my life.
He's only 39, by the way. He's still in his 30s. Crazy.
He's still in his 40s. So they've been together 2 years. They haven't publicly shared their daughter's name or anything like that.
Oh. Good for them.
Yeah. So Rain. Yeah. Samantha Miller. Yeah. No, they only ever mentioned the other two kids as well. So that's just really where it's at. Yeah. You know. Yeah. So he seems to have calmed down.
Yeah.
A little bit. He's not really a lover rat anymore.
He's not a lover rat, but I will say he was one of the I think he feels like him and that other guy. What's his name? Blonde hair, Danny or Danny something. He was in like EastEnders and Coronation Street and all that other kind of stuff. He very publicly had an affair with someone. You know who I'm talking about. Real sleazy looking face.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like him.
I feel like his character's name is Jamie.
Yeah, something along those lines. Yeah. They kind of coined the term. What I will say is that Simon from Blue, I do think that we have to give him a little shout out. He is now an influencer agent.
I know. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Big influencer agent. Assigns everybody who comes out of the Love Island villa, essentially. But fair fucks to him. I'm like, that's what you should kind of be doing. Use your connections and
your money.
Get your quid. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. So God bless Lee. God bless him now altogether.
I know. Yeah. Now he does. He's just, this is where the unhingedness come back in. So she was X Factor. Verity. Yeah. At some stage. Just as former X Factor reality star contestant. So she sings as well. And what they do is they sit in their hot tub, obviously living in Spain.
Okay.
Sit in the hot tub on our roof terrace, singing at the top of our voices. I don't know what the neighbours make of it. I can't wait to teach this little baby how to sing, play the piano and the saxophone.
Verity Paris is her name.
Yeah.
She impersonates artists like Ariana Grande, Jessie J, Lady Gaga, and Christina Aguilera.
She must have a big voice then.
She must, yeah. Interesting.
To be doing those big.
They live in Marbella and they got married in Gibraltar. Interesting.
Mobs
for them. Okay, good for them.
Mobs. That's not quite Irish gangster.
No.
No. That's definitely not. Mobs. A bit more posh. How is he affording to live in Marbs if he's fucking broke?
That's all I don't really understand. I don't really
get it. They had a flower wall.
He's a bit of, I mean, that's expensive.
It's not cheap.
That's expensive. That is expensive. That is very expensive.
Very fucking expensive.
I do have a stomper by Lee, though.
Lovely. Like, can we get your unpopular opinion first?
Yeah.
Let's stick with the format.
Yeah, I forgot that was me.
Shall we? Okay. Will I play the jingle?
Yeah, go for it. So this can also tie in. I wish I had a Lee Ryan unpopular opinion, but I don't, because all my opinions of him are popular. What a good looking dummy. But anyway, I truly don't believe that foods are aphrodisiacs.
No.
And I know it's like to do with like chemistry in your body and how it thinks. I don't care.
Yeah.
There is nothing about it. And do you know the way it's like, well, it's supposed, you know, cringy again. It's such my humor. It's like
oysters.
Well, that's supposed to be an aphrodisiac.
Chocolate.
Wink, wink. No. Did you have nothing else to say at this dinner table?
Yeah.
You're sitting here with your family.
I feel like
please.
People who rely on oysters and chocolate for aphrodisiacs, they're sitting there.
Red wine.
They're sitting there waiting on it to happen like it's a fucking edible. You know, like they're waiting for it. Yeah.
Is it now?
Is it happening?
Is it now?
Is it? Like it doesn't happen.
No.
You know?
It's so
fucking weird.
Stupid, like.
You think it's a fucking HTC gummy that's going to kick in and you're all of a sudden going to be riding all over the restaurant. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? It's not happening, Sandra. Calm down.
Or you know where it's like, it's going to be a really romantic weekend. I'm going to get a bottle of champagne.
And oysters.
And oysters.
Fuck off.
For your dirty weekend at Galgorm. Like, give me a fucking minute.
They look so slimy as well, the oysters. Like, I can't with seafood.
But it's just such a, you know what, it's real kind of like one of those indicate, ooh, naughty. give me strength.
It's just weird, isn't it? It's just, and who came up with it? Like, who said that? Like, it could have been just some fucker who had oysters for hors d'oeuvres one day. And then they just got really horny later on. They could have whacked on Pornhub and then they got horny and was like, must have been the oysters. Like, how did this come about?
I think it is, like, I think it's science.
They probably did research.
They did research. And me and you were like,
the endorphins.
Hey, load of snots in a fucking shell. I think there's actually some backing to it.
Like, it just fucking jumps out of the shell at you.
It's just fell
down the back of your throat.
Yeah, you don't it's just even like, you just let them slide and people are like, oh, so delicious. And you just put a bit of grenadine on the top or something. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
You don't even chew them. Like, what? I don't get it. I really don't.
Well, anyway, I don't believe any food is an effort. Like, I just think it's real.
Even though it's backed up by science.
It's just so cringe.
Yeah. No, I get it. No, yeah, I agree with that.
Something
yeah.
very embarrassing.
It's not an edible.
Big ick. Yeah, it's not an edible.
It's not the same thing.
I'll wait for it to kick in.
Yeah.
You know? No, thanks.
Oh, fucking stupid. Very right, funny. Have you got your stomper?
I do have my stomper.
Kyla's stomper of the week.
This, I truly believe, is Lee Ryan's best work. And it's when he did the BBC Live Lounge. So we're talking years and years and years ago when he was doing a solo career.
Mm-hmm.
He did the BBC Live Lounge and he covered Best of You by Foo Fighters.
Okay.
And it's incredible.
I love that song anyway.
It's so, so good. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to play you a little bit of that. But like his arrangement, his voice, everything about it is just stunning. So get ready.
To resist or be abused. Someone getting the best of you.
He can sing.
You can hear the pain in his voice.
Someone getting the best.
That's
pretty.
That's nice.
It's a
funky
anyway.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
It's gonna kick in.
Oh yeah.
Drummer.
Are you gonna know to someone?
Emota is a great emota. Wadley, bring it out for us. Love him.
Fuck's sake, there you go now.
Now it's not on Spotify, which is a fucking travesty.
Because it can't go into your stomper playlist.
No, so it can't go into my stomper playlist, so I'll pick another banger, Lee's, where I think his voice is really truly.
Yeah, we just throw it on there. Yeah,
I'll throw my favourite blues song on. But I do think that is definitely his best piece of work that he's ever had.
This has been fun.
I love Lee Ryan.
I do. T, do you know what I think?
What?
We should probably look into another level.
There's oh my songs, god!
Their songs didn't have to go that
hard. Just another Friday night. Another club on ladies night.
They were just so fucking, like, it was like
so erotic for no reason.
So erotic. Like,
why are you singing about that? I'm blushing.
Freak me, baby.
Oh yeah.
Let me look you up and down.
I do think that they deserve a visit at some stage.
They do deserve a visit.
Put them on the list.
Knocking in.
Links will be in the show notes. We have Patreon as well, which comes out tomorrow. If you're listening to this on Sunday, enjoy our banger.
And let us know what other love rats you want us to cover. Yes. I'm definitely covering Callum Best. Again, somebody who I was head over heels with.
He followed me on Facebook.
I know, you told me that before and I was deva. So
he's so weird. Yeah. Yeah. All right, thanks a million for listening. We love you very much. We'll talk to you next week. Bye. Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.